Hey, how are you doing? It's Adam Roxby here. So, Audioboo are asking for suggestions and submissions on top tips for recording on Audioboo, and that got me thinking because I actually haven't recorded anything about how I go about recording my audio for a while. I do have a video on the subject which you can search for, and I'll put a link in this Audioboo. So, here are just a couple of my tips that I use for when I'm doing my recordings. Firstly, I suppose you'd have to say is to think whereabouts are you going to be recording? Are you going to be recording in a studio or in a quiet room like this one here using a microphone attached to a computer? Or are you going to be using your smartphone using the Audioboo app? So really location is key. So if you're going to be recording out and about, then obviously try and choose a quiet environment. Similarly with this, if you're going to be recording out and about, then think about, are you going to be uploading straight to the Audioboo app, or are you going to be using it or uploading it to your computer where you can then do some editing afterwards, maybe removing some mistakes or making the volume all the same and normalizing it. So if you are using your phone to record, here's another tip. Make sure you put it in airplane mode. The last thing you want is when you're recording an interview or getting really into a great bit of monologue is for a phone call to come and disrupt your recording. And in particular, if you're using, say, your Audioboo app, don't forget that you can actually, especially on your iPhone or perhaps also in the Android app and the Windows app, you can start recording and then move on to a note-taking application where you may have a script, so you don't have to do everything from memory. This is great if you wanted to record something and you started to write down your thoughts, and then when you came to record it, you can just hit the record button, switch over to your note-taking application, and the whole thing will sound a lot more fluid and professional. Most modern smartphones nowadays have really good microphones, and in some cases, they're actually broadcast quality, so you can really get some great audio. But there are other occasions when you want to get a little bit more professional audio. So for this, I'd think about the sort of audio source that you're using. So if you're just doing a monologue or just talking in your car, perhaps, then just holding the smartphone just below your chin is perfectly sufficient to get some good quality audio. Or perhaps if you're doing an interview with a subject, then you can plug in an external microphone, such as the ones that you see people using on news interview shows. Or if you're actually going out and about and wanting to capture, say, like a concert, you can use a stereo microphone and then upload that to Audioboo later. So think about what sort of audio you're recording and the microphone that would best capture that audio. If you are using your smartphone, just a simple windsock put over the end of the smartphone will certainly reduce some of the environmental noise that may disrupt your audio. One of the worst things that can happen is when you're recording your audio is that when you get it back and listen to it later, you hear a lot of distortions or a lot of noise on it. And really, there's not much you can do after the recording to really save that. And my penultimate tip, really, for recording on Audioboo is to think about how precious your audio is. For example, if I want to record an interview, I want to be making sure that I get it right. So I'd usually use another recording application on my smartphone to make sure I get that audio. And then I can take it and edit it later on my computer so I know I've definitely got it for sure. Like Twitter, be sure to use hashtags and the at sign in your Audioboo's description to add greater search friendliness and connectivity to your booze. So, for example, I recently did a few interviews at the Cavell Nurses Trust Award, which is an award ceremony for student nurses and student midwives. So, for example, in that, I would have used the hashtag nursing, hashtag interview, and hashtag NHS. So, people searching for these terms will also get the interviews that I did. So anyway, my name's been Adam Roxby, and hopefully these tips have been useful to you. And if you've got any questions or anything like that, be sure to follow me on Audioboo. I am at Adam Roxby. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you all again really soon.